a time paradox.
Well, it's like my screwdriver. It detects these signals that show the past. For example, one of them is this hole. That's where we are right now. That's called the present. And this other signal, well, imagine there's a door, and it can only open with this key. Now, every time I go somewhere, like that other time, that's the past, I leave behind a key. It's a key that opens a door, but what if you left behind a key that opens a different door? So, there's a bunch of doors. And if you have a key that opens all of them, you can't pick the key that opens the door that you want to open, because then it would open the door that's not supposed to be open. That's what a time paradox is.
That's a very confusing analogy.